Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Okay, cool. Today we're looking into some claims about government deception.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, specifically focusing on the IRS
Okay.
and their communication tactics. We've got a source here that dives into this idea of think and act locally.
Interesting.
So we'll kind of see how these claims might play out in your local community, you know?
Sure, right.
Makes you think twice about things, right?
Definitely.
All right, so jumping right in this source. Make some bold claims about the IRS using language
Oh.
to mislead people, specifically legal terms.
Yeah, I saw that IRS lies, I think they even called it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. It definitely grabs your attention, right?
For sure.
So they give these specific examples, like how the legal definition of something as basic as buildings might be totally different than what you and I think of as a building, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This got me thinking, could this like mess with local zoning laws or property taxes? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's a fantastic point.
Yeah.
And it shows why thinking about this think and act locally thing is so important.
Right.
Even at the local level, just getting these little details of legal language can be super important.
Yeah.
Imagine like breaking a local rule just because you thought a word meant something else.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Nobody wants to be in that situation.
Nope.
The source also claims that the IRS might only be aiming its publications at taxpayers, which makes me wonder who even counts as a taxpayer in the eyes of the IRS. You know what I mean?
Right. So according to the Internal Revenue Code, or IRC, a
Yeah.
taxpayer is any person subject to any internal revenue tax.
Oh, boy.
And actually, the source highlights a court case,
Oh, really?
Economy Plumbing and Heating v. United States, which says that revenue laws are only for taxpayers, not for non-taxpayers.
So that definition seems pretty broad. But the source says the IRS might be using it more selectively, you know,
Yeah.
maybe leaving out certain people or groups from getting important information. If you're not a taxpayer, as they define it, do you even have to pay attention to what they say?
That's where it gets tricky. And this is a great example of how this think and act locally idea comes in.
Right.
Because even if the IRS has a narrow view of taxpayer, your state or local government might see it differently. And
Right.
that could totally change your responsibilities.
So you're saying there could be a clash between federal and local rules?
Exactly.
Oh man, that sounds like a recipe for confusion,
Yeah.
especially for just average people trying to figure out their obligations.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why it's so important to know not just the federal rules, but also the ones in your own area. You know, the source's whole IRS lies thing might sound a little dramatic,
Yeah.
but it makes a good point. We've got to understand how language can be used,
Right.
whether on purpose or not, to
Yeah.
kind of change how we see the law.
That's true. Okay, so this is getting more and more interesting. The source goes on to list these specific IRS lies,
Okay.
and a few really stood out to me. The ones about employment taxes
Oh, yeah.
and wages. It claims the IRS has this super specific legal meaning for wages that could leave out certain types of income. What's the deal with that?
So the source points out that the way the IRC defines wages might surprise people.
Okay.
It has these five categories of people whose income is called wages.
Okay.
There's federal and some state employees, people working in U.S. territories,
Got ya.
U.S. citizens who have filled out a W-4,
Okay.
and non-citizens working in the U.S.
So wait, if you're not in one of those groups, your income might not be wages to the IRS.
Right.
That sounds like it could really change things, especially for local businesses and their employees.
That's exactly the point the source is making.
Wow.
It claims that this narrow definition of wages could make it so paying workers in cash isn't illegal.
What? Even with what the IRS usually said.
Exactly. Of course, this is a tricky legal thing, and we're not giving legal advice or anything.
Right, of course.
But it's definitely interesting to think about, especially with this think and act locally angle.
Yeah, for sure. You always want to make sure you're following the rules, both federal and local.
Absolutely.
And speaking of legal stuff, the source also says that the IRS can't legally make people pay taxes
Okay.
if they don't file tax returns or if there aren't any information returns filed against them.
Interesting.
It even suggests that the IRS might try to get around this by, like, falsely listing people as corporations in their database.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty serious accusation.
Right.
It makes you think about due process and if people's rights are being violated, even at the local level.
Absolutely. What the source is implying is that the IRS might be overstepping its boundaries,
Right.
and that's something everyone should be aware of, no matter where they live or what their tax situation is.
This is getting intense. So we've got potentially misleading language questions about who's a taxpayer and even concerns about the IRS doing too much.
Yeah.
It feels like there's so much to unpack here and even more to think about when it comes to how this might affect us in our own communities.
Definitely. And that's where we'll pick up in the next part of our deep dive.
Can't wait.
We'll delve deeper into some of these specific IRS lies and explore some potential solutions.
Awesome. I'm ready for it.
See you then. This whole discussion about IRS lies and loopholes really gets you thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what happens if you misunderstand this stuff, especially when it's about taxes?
It's true. It's not just about knowing the law, but also how it actually works in real life.
Right.
Like, remember that example about paying workers in cash?
Yeah.
The source made it seem like if your workers aren't officially employees to the IRS, then you might be in the clear.
Mm.
But can you imagine the chaos if every small business owner in town just ran with that without thinking about local rules?
Well, totally. That would be a mess. It shows why this whole think and act locally thing is so important. It's not enough to just get the federal tax laws.
Mm.
You need to know how they work in your specific state and town, too.
So what you're saying is local rules could have their own little quirks when it comes to things like jobs and taxes.
Exactly. And those tiny differences can really affect your rights and responsibilities.
Gotcha.
Whether you're a business owner, an employee, or just a resident.
Okay, so let's say you're running a small business in your town. What are some practical steps you could take to really think and act locally with all this legal stuff?
Well, a good place to start is by checking out what's available locally.
Mm.
Your city or county probably has departments specifically for business licenses and rules.
Right.
They can give you advice that's tailored to your area.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you can understand the specific requirements and what's expected of you.
That makes sense. What about getting legal help? Should small business owners even think about talking to a lawyer about this stuff?
It's never a bad idea to get professional advice when you're dealing with complicated regulations, especially with taxes and employment. A lawyer who knows local laws inside and out can help you avoid problems and make sure you're playing by the rules, both federal and local.
All right, so we've got local government resources and lawyers.
Yeah.
Anyone else people can turn to?
Don't forget about talking to other people in your community. Networking with other business owners, maybe joining local business groups, can give you really valuable insights and firsthand experiences that you won't find in a book or on a website.
That's true. Sometimes hearing from people who have been there and done that is the best way to learn.
For sure. And it goes back to this idea that thinking and acting locally isn't just about staying out of trouble.
Right.
It's about building a community and sharing knowledge.
I like that.
Supporting each other and figuring things out together.
Yeah. That's a great perspective.
Yeah.
It's about building a community that's more informed and empowered.
Exactly.
So shifting gears a bit, the source also mentions this idea that the government might be using tricky language on purpose to get more power.
Hmm.
This brings us back to the whole trust thing. Or lack of trust between people and the government.
That's a really interesting point. And it's not just about the IRS. The source seems to be saying that this thing of using vague language to get what they want could be happening all over the government, even in our own towns and cities.
That's a little unsettling. It makes you wonder, how can we even tell what's real and what's a trick, especially when it comes to legal jargon?
It's a valid concern, and it shows why it's important to think critically and be a little skeptical.
Hmm.
We can't just believe everything we hear, even if it comes from an official source. We need to do our own research, ask questions, and get different perspectives.
It's like that saying, trust but verify.
Exactly.
Okay, so the source also talks about trusts, claiming that the IRS doesn't have any power over trusts that aren't considered taxpayers.
Right.
This seems to go back to our earlier chat about who the IRS actually sees as a taxpayer.
Absolutely. Remember, the source really leans on that specific definition of taxpayer from the Internal Revenue Code.
Yeah.
So basically it's saying if a trust doesn't fit the criteria for owing taxes, the IRS can't touch it.
But how do you even figure out if a trust is a taxpayer or not? That seems super complicated.
It definitely can be. Trusts are tricky legal things, and whether they have to pay taxes depends on a bunch of factors.
Like what?
Like what they're for, how they're set up and how they make money.
So what's the think and act locally takeaway here? Should people be worried about the IRS coming after their trusts?
I wouldn't freak out just because of what this source says.
Okay.
It's just one interpretation of the law, and there are always other ways to look at it.
Right.
If you're worried about taxes and trusts, the best thing to do is talk to a legal or financial expert who really understands trust law,
okay,
both at the federal and local levels.
But once again, it comes down to getting expert advice and doing your homework.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And when it comes to trusts that homework should include more than just federal tax law, You also need to look into the specific rules about trusts in your state because they can be really different.
Right, like something could be totally legal in one state, but not in another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in this case, thinking and acting locally means understanding how federal and state laws work together
Right.
and how they apply to your specific situation.
Wow, this is getting pretty deep.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how these legal concepts can actually affect people's lives.
That's the interesting part. Once you start digging a little deeper, you realize that the law isn't just a bunch of rules.
Yeah.
It's like a framework for how we interact with each other and with the government. And that framework works at all levels, from the federal government down to your local town.
That's a good way to put it. It's like a big puzzle. And knowing how all the pieces fit together is super important.
Exactly.
But before we get lost in all the legal stuff, let's go back to the source for a sec.
Okay.
The author also talks about how the government might be using misleading language on purpose to expand its authority.
Right.
This reminds me of our chat about trust, or the lack of trust in the government.
You're right. It's a big claim that goes beyond just the IRS. It's
Yeah.
like they're saying the government might be hiding its true intentions by using language to manipulate people.
That's a serious accusation.
Yeah.
And it makes you think if the IRS is doing it, could other agencies be using similar tricks even at the local level?
It's something to think about, and it shows why we need to be careful and pay attention when we deal with any government agency, no matter how big or small.
Right.
It's about realizing that language can be used as a tool, even at the local level.
I agree. It reminds us that we can't just passively take in information, even if it seems like it's coming from a reliable source.
Yeah.
We have to be active. Think for ourselves, ask questions, and get different viewpoints.
Exactly. It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge and using that knowledge to navigate these systems. It's about realizing that thinking and acting locally isn't just a saying, it's a way of thinking that can help us understand and engage with the world around us.
That's a great way to put it. Speaking of understanding, let's go back to a key point from the source. This idea that the IRS is only focused on taxpayers.
Okay.
If that's true, how can people even be sure they fit into that category, especially when the definition seems so vague?
That's the big question, isn't it? And unfortunately, there's no easy answer. The source gives us some hints pointing to certain types of people that the IRC specifically calls employees.
Right.
But even those definitions can be complicated and open to interpretation.
So what's the best thing to do if you're not sure about your status? Should you try to read through the Internal Revenue Code and figure out the legal mumbo jumbo yourself?
Well, some people might find that helpful, but it's not always the easiest or most reliable way to go. Legal language can be really dense and confusing, even for experts.
So should you just get professional advice then?
Exactly. If you're really worried about your taxes or whether the IRS sees you as a taxpayer, the best thing to do is talk to a tax professional.
That makes sense. They can walk you through the legal stuff and help you figure out the best thing to do based on your situation.
Exactly. And that's where thinking and acting locally comes full circle. By getting advice from a local tax expert, you're making sure you're getting guidance that's specific to the laws and rules in your area.
Right, because what works in one place might not work somewhere else.
Exactly. So it's all about recognizing that even within the big national system, those local details can really matter.
It all comes back to being an informed and engaged citizen. It's not just about getting the big picture, but also zooming in on the things that affect us in our own lives and communities.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot in this part of our deep dive, from those IRS lies to the ins and outs of trusts and taxpayer status.
Yeah, a lot of information.
And through it all, we've talked about how important it is to get expert advice and do your research, especially when dealing with taxes and legal stuff.
Right. Always good to be prepared.
Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping up our deep dives today, looking at these claims of government deception, especially with the IRS.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. We've talked about misleading language, tricky trusts, who's a taxpayer and who isn't.
Right, a lot to think about.
So much. But now I'm curious, what's the source's big takeaway? Where does all this lead us?
Well, the source ends by suggesting a couple of things the government could do.
Okay.
One is that they could just give us clearer information, you know, using plain language that everyone can understand.
Makes sense.
And the other suggestion is passing laws that directly protect people's rights in these areas.
Seems pretty straightforward. Why aren't they doing that already?
Well, that's where the source gets a little cynical.
Uh-oh.
It says the government might actually like things the way they are,
Really?
even if it means keeping people confused. It suggests that if the government was totally open about its power to tax, it could lead to people just not paying their taxes.
Wow.
Maybe even causing unrest and stuff.
Are they saying the government is keeping us in the dark on purpose so we'll just pay up and not ask questions?
It kind of seems that way.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what we talked about before about trust and the government maybe overstepping its bounds. The source is basically telling us to be more skeptical, to not just believe what we're told, but to really dig in and understand the system.
So it's not just think and act locally, it's think critically and act informed too.
Exactly. The source wants people to be engaged and informed citizens,
mm-hmm.
people who know their rights and responsibilities and who hold the government accountable. And that starts locally. We can't just sit around and wait for the federal government to change.
Right.
We have to be active in our communities and fight for policies that protect us.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. It feels like I see these legal concepts in a whole new light now.
Yeah.
You know how they can actually affect people's lives?
I'm glad to hear that. And remember, knowledge is power.
That's true.
The more you understand about how the government communicates and the tricks of legal language,
right,
the better you can protect yourself and navigate this stuff with confidence.
So for everyone listening, what are some things they can do to think and act locally and become more informed?
There are tons of resources out there, both online and in your community. You can start by researching your local laws, going to city council meetings, and getting involved with groups that are working on things you care about.
Right.
Even small actions can make a difference.
I love that. Well, this has been fantastic. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We hope it's been informative and maybe even a little empowering.
Absolutely.
Keep those brains working and keep diving deep, folks. We'll see you next time.